The place where we've come to is called Prem Sarovar. And looking at the film across the top of the Sarovar doesn't look like Prem. Looks like something else. And thinking back on our just last visit to the Sriji Mandir, and at least for those of us that went in early, what that experience was like, it wasn't Srimati Radharani's mercy. It was something else, like the film over the Sarovar. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya that when one goes to the holy Dham, there's a covering like a thin film of oil on top of the surface of water. You cannot see the surface of water because the oil spreads out over that surface of the water. But just beneath that thin film of oil is the water. And similarly, the holy Dham is transcendental. It cannot be entered into by material consciousness of any category. It can be entered into only by mercy. So when contemplating visiting Vrindavan, one of the reasons to visit first Ravel and Barsana deliberately was to appeal for the mercy of Srimati Radharani to take us beyond the covering. Because the covering is there. The behavior of the little children, the behavior of the pandas, and the behavior, the material covering is there. And those that have been visiting Vrindavan over a period of time, seeing the amount of commercialism and all types of disturbances that take away from the calmness and serenity of the holy Dham of Vrindavan. It's easy to be distracted by all of that, and it's by mercy that one can enter more deeply into the deeper meaning and the deeper experience of this wonderful place. Discussing the lila of that's significant in Prem Sarovar, while the boys are splashing around in Prem Sarovar, kind of is dissonant with the meaning. The first place we went to this morning was Chiksoli, Unchugaon, the place of Lalita, then Chiksoli, the place of Chitradevi. From Unchugaon we saw that hill, just beyond the hill, is the village of Sudevi and Rangadevi, and as we were driving from where the buses were parked to where we are now, Chitralekha's village is also there. So as you see, just in a panorama around Varsana, the villages of the gopis were centered around Srimati Radharani and their service unto her. And later, in the course of this yatra, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami wants to take us to other of the villages of the gopis, the principal gopis. And hearing from him will be very, very nice. The mood of each place is a little different, as with the mood of each of the gopis in their service to Krishna is a little different, service to Radha and Krishna. But this mood of wanting to see the happiness of Radha and Krishna is central in all of their services. Just as with this particular place of pastime, Radha and Krishna were seated together and having nice talks with one another, with the gopas and the gopis assisting them in their pastime. Radha was wearing a very fragrant garland with very nice flowers. And the flowers were so fragrant that the bees were coming. And Radha was disturbed by the bees that were buzzing, buzzing, buzzing around the garland. So Krishna turned to Madho Mangal and indicated to Madho, Madho Mangal, please get rid of this bumblebee. It's disturbing Radha. So Madho Mangal says, I know many mantras. I can dismiss this bee very quickly. No problem. And after making arrangements for the bumblebee to be gone, he came back and announced, Madhu has gone. And Madhu has many meanings. Madhu can mean honey. Or Madhu can mean the bee that makes honey. But Radha, when she heard Madhu, she thought of Madhusudana. And Madhu was short for Madhusudana, and that Madhusudana is gone. Krishna is gone. Her feelings of separation erupted just hearing Madhu is gone. And she began to spontaneously weep intense tears of separation from Krishna, who was seated right next to her, but just from hearing Madhu is gone. She was crying and crying and weeping uncontrollably. And Krishna tried to indicate, Radha, I'm right here, I'm right next to you. Radha, please. It's all right. But she, her mood was so explosive and without control. Krishna's mood was captured by her mood, and he also began crying and crying, feeling how intense is the love and the attachment that Radha has for me. I can't fathom it. It's so powerful, so moving. And he began to cry. In his deepest appreciation of the love of Radha. And they both continued to cry and cry and cry. And their tears of love filled the spot where we are now seated. And so it became called Prem Sarovar. Filled with the tears of love of Radha for Krishna and Krishna for Radha. So it is said that within this not so appealing looking kund, Sarovar, is the investment of the love of Radha for Krishna. Now maybe some of you saw, there were pictures taken of the cleaning of Radha Kund. I distributed them to some people, so maybe some of you were recipient of those pictures. Periodically, I'm not sure what the cycle of time is, but they completely empty out Radha Kund, clean out Radha Kund, because over a period of time, mud and other sediment accumulates at the bottom and it becomes not so nice and it piles up and piles up and piles up. So what they do is they get big pumps and big hoses connected to the pumps, and they pump out all the water of Radhakund. And then the whole of the residents in the area, they go down with buckets and take the mud out of the bottom and pass the bucket and pass down an empty bucket and empty out layers and layers and layers of mud, accumulated sediment at the bottom of Radhakund, and more steps and more steps and more steps become revealed. But there's a natural underground water that continues to add more water to the bottom of Radhakund. So that has to, they keep pumping that out. And then when they finally clean Radhakund, then Radhakund just naturally fills itself up again. They don't have to pump more water in. It just fills. And we make similar statement about Radhakund, that Srimati Radharani invested within Radhakund her own personality and her own love for Krishna within Radhakund, as we say about Prem Sarovar. And these are not just casual statements. If it was a casual statement, why would so many great acharyas, dozens and dozens through generations, make Radhakund their place of residence in bhajan? So many bhajan kutirs at Radhakund. And such a famous place in all of Braja, as far as Rupa Goswami is concerned in his teachings and nectar of instruction. It's the most sacred place in the whole of the spiritual and material creation, Radhakund. And to be in such a place like this also, Prem Sarovar, externally, I mean, the Kund itself, the architecture of the Kund is very nice. Certainly it looks like a nice playground for the boys to jump and splash into the water. But the spiritual significance of the place is what should capture our attention and what we wish to enter into. Because the repeating a theme from the very beginning of our yatra, what's the goal? What's the goal of our practicing Krishna consciousness? What's the goal of our coming here to Sri Vrindavan, Dham, on pilgrimage? What's our objective? What is it that we would wish to accomplish? To enter more deeply into and to awaken within our hearts the natural love for Krishna that's there. And to accomplish that, a very sincere seeking condition of heart is needed, and a receptivity for the mercy that Krishna wants to bestow through his appearance in this world and his pastimes in this world, and the love of Srimati Radharani to engage us once again in his loving service. It wasn't my suggestion, it was Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj's suggestion, but it fits in perfectly with the theme that hopefully this yatra will establish. I requested Bhakti, in fact I picked the timing of when we would conduct this yatra just so that I could be with Bhakti Chaitanya Swami and I could have his association and he could give to all of you his association. And he's in Mayapur during the Kartik time. So I just switched my schedule. I said, I'll do something else during that Kartik time. And can you come with us just after Kartik? And he said, yes, I can do that. And then his service expanded. He said, I'm very sorry to report to you, I can't participate in your yatra. And I, you know, was not really happy to hear that, and said, is there some way that we can work this out so that you can spend some time? So he wrote back, okay, one day. And I came 2 days. Okay, 2 days. And then, so he identified what he wanted to do. And one of those things he wants to do is have a primarily a japa retreat, but in a very, very remote place. No pandas, as far as I know. No other kinds of the disturbances that one can encounter. And Badrinath, it's very far, but I trust him completely. He's very familiar with the places of Braj, and it's a 2-hour drive from Krishna Balaram Mandir. And but it's not like the hill of Govardhan, but it's mountains. I've not been there. But he'll be taking all the devotees there for visiting Badrinath and describe its spiritual significance and conduct a japa retreat for that day. I was very happy to hear that and scheduled that into my plan for this yatra. And then Krishna made some other arrangement for me. I'm letting you know ahead of time. On Tuesday, like around midday, I'm going to be leaving your association for a day because I have to. It's important for me to take part in the Indian RGB meeting, so I'll be going to that and coming back and rejoining you. So he'll be with you all for that japa retreat. And then the second day, when it's also visiting villages of the principal gopis, we'll see if it's going to work logistically to go to a place that we hear you can't go to in cars, or at least in buses. Anyway, he wants to do a half-day japa retreat, which fits in perfectly with the wish that I had to create an experience for the devotees taking part in this yatra to go more deeply into the holy dham. That means to go, to be an eager to receive mercy, an eager to please Krishna mood, and go more deeply into that just by this yatra. And the experience together and the mercy of Krishna coming into all of our hearts. Because if that's the desire of Krishna's devotee, Krishna will make that arrangement for his devotee. So I'm, in a certain way, repeating this message because I'd like that experience myself, and I'd also like the experience for the benefit of the participants, that you can take back with you a sense of closeness to Krishna, a deeper experience of the innate love for Krishna, just as we're here, Prem Sarovar. That requires something to shift in our heart, something to change, something to open, and something to come in, mercy to come in. So therefore, visiting Radharani's birthplace and Varsana on the first 2 days of our visit here. And focusing on the benefits to be derived from the chanting of the holy name when chanted properly. So what I'd like to do is spend 10 minutes, something like that, 10 minutes, and in a prayerful mood to chant japa together. We can chant round one round or one round plus. Meditating in a prayerful mood to Srimati Radharani, her love for Krishna that she has manifested here in Prem Sarovar, and Krishna's deep affection for Radha as she loves him in a way that no other entity has such love for him, and chant in that mood, appreciating that overwhelming loving exchange between the divine couple.